This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and on the program, we're going to be talking about our hometown hope for this month, and that's the Housing Help of Lenawee. And I'm so happy to have on the program to talk more about it is the Executive Director, Sarah Buku. Sarah, it's so good to have you back on the program again.
Thanks so much for having us, Dale. We appreciate you.
As well as the Treasurer of Housing Help of Lenawee, Brandy Johns. Hi, Brandy.
Thank you. Yep. Hi. How's it going? Sorry. Super excited to be here. And thank you so much for the grant. We're excited for it.
Well, congratulations on the hometown
hope.
Yes,
thank you.
Yes. And we're going to find out a lot more about Housing Help of Lenawee. And first off, let's mention about where you're located at, Sarah.
Yeah, we're really easy to find, actually. We're at 307 East Church Street. So we share a parking lot with Frosty Boy right here in Adrian. So easy to find.
Easy to find, definitely.
If you seek ice cream, you can find us.
That's right. Or maybe if you go to Housing Help of Lenawee and say, some ice cream sounds good
when you're done. Yes, exactly.
Well, let's find out exactly what is Housing Help of Lenawee. Maybe starting off what the mission is, Sarah.
Our mission is to advance housing stability and affordable opportunities for low-income people, especially those in crisis or at risk. And we do see a lot of those individuals and families coming through our doors daily.
Yeah. And I'm sure because of the way the economy is now that you're probably seeing a lot more too, Sarah.
We really do. Last year, our numbers were over 1,500 that we served.
Wow.
But that was just the individuals and families we were able to serve with the grants and the programming that we had. Our office is pretty full daily.
Yeah. So, Brandy, who do you serve? It's just those here in Lenawee County?
Primarily, but we also have, because we're the HARA of Lenawee County, so we are able to, the HARA is just basically, we're like the hub where people can come to us for different things, and we can also tell them different programs or different organizations that can help them. So if they are in a different county, we'd be glad to help them with that. We do have other relationships with different places, but primarily, yes, Lenawee County.
Yep. We service Lenawee County within the grants and the opportunities that we have for the individuals living here. But HARA literally means Housing Assessment and Resource Agency. So we do network with out-of-county, different locations that provide homeless resources, food resources, transportation resources, community mental health resources, just about anything that you could be walking through the door with. And we do often get phone calls from people that are outside of the area as well.
That's nice to know too.
Yeah.
Well, let's start with some of the services that you do provide, Sarah.
Yeah, so we have a lot of programs, actually. Our biggest one right now is our emergency shelter program. We actually operate 6 emergency family shelters. Those are non-congregate shelters. So what that means is a family of any makeup, as long as they have minor children, if they are in a homeless situation and we have an opening within those houses, we do go ahead and put them in housing, and we provide very extensive case management. That program is limited to 120 days. So from the time of homelessness and entry, we have 120 days to help that family to find the resources that they need, overcome the barriers that they're facing, and then hopefully move on to successful, stable housing.
Right.
That's the goal.
Yeah.
We also have a transitional housing program. That one is a 4 duplexes that we have. We own those. We also offer extensive case management for those 4 units. A lot of the times, actually, our emergency shelter families, if we have an opening in that transitional unit, we might take a family if they're able to fit. They're only 2-bedroom, 1-bath units. But if it works for that family coming out of that emergency shelter, sometimes we do actually take them from emergency shelter into transitional, allowing them more time to have better case management, more case management, and more access to resources.
Mm-hmm. And then the thing is that I don't think a lot of people realize, Sarah, is that with the transitional that you actually own those houses.
Yes, yeah. We do. Yep. So in the case management there, we're there at least weekly to do inspections, work with the clients that are there. We actually had a really successful case prior to me being the executive director where a client actually had been homeless, dealt with a domestic violence situation, entered the transitional shelter unit, and then actually ended up purchasing a Habitat for Humanity home later on and getting a license with something that she could make lucrative, you know, yeah, money for herself and be able to be stable.
So, I like that. That's a great story.
Yeah.
Sarah. Yes. Yeah. That's wonderful. But, you know, that's the big thing, though, is of housing is such in demand,
yes,
here in the county, as you well know.
Yes.
And that to be able to help out with that, to be able to help with the housing and getting them located, because you don't want to have these people to be homeless
right,
any longer than they need to be.
Right. And the building blocks are so essential. So we really find a lot of value with our community partners that we work with. So, you know, you might have somebody that doesn't understand a budget. Often we'll refer to Community Action Agency. Felicia Rebatero does a great job doing a class for that. Might be something regarding a home ownership program. They offer programs for that. If someone's, you know, in need of assistance with getting a driver's license back intact, we might use a grant from 100 Women. We have a lot of different resources. We're always constantly assessing the clients as we find them, and then helping them to, you know, build those building blocks to then be hopefully successful in the future.
Yeah.
And so we also are the only ones that have a family shelter where the families can stay together in Lanaway County.
Yeah.
So that's another unique aspect, that we can keep the families all together.
That's so important.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were excited. We actually wrote a grant. We only had two. And this past year in, I think, April, there was a grant where we wrote to hopefully add two more emergency family shelters to our programming. And the funder called me and said, can you add four?
Oh, wow.
So yeah.
I didn't think about it.
Surprised.
I just said yes. It was one of those things. You just figure it out later.
Exactly. Yeah.
But it's been very successful. We've had several successful exits since we started that program. I think it started in, I want to say, September of this past year, we implemented it and rolled it out. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, it's been great.
That's great. You know, but the thing is, you know, you're helping to alleviate a lot of that stress and problems for the person or families that are finding themselves in a situation they probably didn't even think that they would ever find themselves in.
Correct. Yeah. And the relationships that we form working with them, it's really great. I've found it. Even a few of them have offered to come back and volunteer. So
that's
been terrific.
Yeah. That means a lot.
Yeah.
It sure does. Now, you talked about and referred, Sarah, to your caseworkers. Let's talk a little bit about your caseworkers that you do have.
Yes. We have a fantastic, very staff skinny slew of humans. They're wonderful. If you come in on most given days, you're going to find Stacy at the front desk. She actually is the case manager for our permanent supportive housing unit. We have a 7 unit that we manage for the Lenawee Housing and Development Corporation. That is individual units that are built for those who were chronically homeless and often have either a physical or a mental disability and have need for housing. So Stacy is our intake director. So when you come into the office, you're going to meet with her first, and she's amazing. So she'll be kind of your person that probably is going to kind of triage what you've got going on, give you the resources that you might need, and then also help you to fill out any applications that you may need to fill out, you know, just basically surrounding whatever the need is as
sure.
you come in. So she's going to kind of do that initial assessment, but she's also the case manager for the permanent supportive housing unit. So she's there weekly.
Nice.
Then we have Emily. Emily kind of does a lot of everything in one day. She's in charge of our rapid rehousing program. And she also assists with prevention. So that's preventing someone who's facing potential homelessness. We're only able to offer those programs as we have the funds available within the grants. But she does all of those assessments, and she also manages she's the SysAdmin system administrator for the HMIS system, which is our homeless management information system.
Ah, okay.
So we statewide, you do have to have that. It helps to kind of keep track of how many in the county are coming in for services and who are literally homeless.
Mm-hmm.
That gives the state some parameters as to what are the numbers really truly looking like. And then most recently, we hired Dawn Finney. She's fantastic. She's been actually really mostly in charge of our emergency shelter program, but she kind of dabbles in just about everything. So if someone comes in with a need and Emily or Stacy are busy, Dawn's right in the thick of it, helping to do any assessments, talk on the phone, give resources, that sort of thing. But she's been really integral in the one-on-one case management with those emergency shelters. And it's pretty extensive work. She's there pretty much every day.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That's great. But it's good to have people like that can do a little bit of everything there.
Yes. It's been wonderful. I actually do case manage as well with the staff, with the team. So we also have been recently helping a lot more with those who are coming in who are facing mortgage crises. There are not specific programs designed at this time for that, but I have a real estate background. And so actually yesterday we were able to do some really good case management and help someone to get her house off of the auction block for tomorrow. So
nice.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's great. So,
and these are the stories that they do every day. And as a board member, they make our lives so much easier with we know that they are 100% client focused. They are for the community. They're for the people that come in the door, and they're trying to get the best resources in their hands as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
And that's where, being on a board and being able to, serve them as well and being able to take some things off their plate and being able to help them. But they're rock stars in and of themselves. Please don't get me wrong. I just do like a couple of meetings a month. That is my obligation. But they do this every day. And they're phenomenal. Beyond, because I have been on the board for 6 years. It'll be 7 years next year. And I've seen the organization, and this is the most thriving that I've ever seen the organization. It's amazing.
Well, one service that we don't dare forget is the service you provide to veterans.
Yes. The Dire Needs Program.
Yeah.
Veterans, it's near and dear to my heart. Emily is also the case manager for the Veterans Program as well. We used to have red tape, and that's not there anymore. And so the parameters prior to me coming on as the executive director were that if a veteran was coming in and asking for assistance, we would immediately refer to the VA first. We really encourage those who are facing financial difficulty, veterans, come in the door. Come talk to us. Let us know what the issues are that you're facing, because we're not going to send you away. We're going to give you those resources. I'm going to connect you to SSVF if that's a need for you, or the VA. But absolutely, if you have a need for a pair of work boots, or you're struggling with potentially a roof leak
or mortgages or a mortgage. Car repairs or food, food insecurities, whatever it is, you as a veteran, you gave us your all. So this is the least we can do. And the county is so amazing with the fundraisers that happen. And just the overwhelming support of this program is just phenomenal.
We
want to help you. And that's the thing, it's all confidential. It's all these case managers are loving and caring, and they understand what's going through. And we understand that it's really hard to ask for help, but we want to give it to you. We really, really do.
We have the fund to do so.
Yeah.
We also actually have a veterans caregiver program that not everyone is aware of. So in the Ann Arbor VA, there is a place called the Fisher House. The Fisher House is a location in which loved ones who are caring for someone who needs VA services can come and stay. The Fisher House has requirements where if you're within 50 miles of the Fisher House, you can't actually physically stay at the Fisher House. So our outskirts of Morenci and Hudson would qualify to be able to stay, but someone who's maybe caregiving a veteran here in Adrian wouldn't be able to utilize that program. The Caregivers Fund, a lot of different legions came together, did several golf outings. We do have a fund to be able to put loved ones up in motel.
Nice.
Near the Ann Arbor VA hospital when their loved ones are receiving services. So we do have a brochure that we're trying to kind of get out there to the local veterans and the legions and all of that. But that is a program that not a lot of people are aware of.
Yeah.
But please come use it. We would love to support those who are caregiving for a veteran to be able to put them up in a motel and help them.
Real quickly, I want to mention about an event that's going to be coming up in August. So let's talk a little bit about that, Sarah.
Yeah. We have our From Streets to Seats event coming up on August 8th. That's a Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until noon. It's a brunch. It's going to be great. Annette's Annette Stone is going to cater it.
Oh, nice.
Yes. So good food and good company. And we're just going to talk about programs, and it should be pretty.
Yeah. And it's going to be at the Lions Center.
Yeah.
So we are able to showcase that beautiful facility.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And be able to just have conversations with the community, and just not, if they don't know who we are, like, there's still some people that are like, wait, who are you again?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We wanted to get our message out there. And we also, like, if you want to be a sponsor, if you want to do any donations, if you want to just come and just have an amazing breakfast with us and just meet everybody.
Yeah.
You'll meet the caseworkers. You'll meet the board. You know, I know that other individuals will be there. And you can understand what we do and how we do it and how we can help our community more.
Be a great way to be able to just kind of connect and see what the Housing Help of Helena Way is all about, Sarah.
That would be wonderful. Yeah. So we hope to see people there.
Yeah.
All right. Again, this is going to be August 8th at 10 to noon at the Alliance Center.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you so much for being on the program. And once again, congratulations on being the Hometown Hope for this month.
Thank you so much, Dale. Thanks for having us.
My guests have been Sarah Buku, the Executive Director of Housing Help of Helena Way, and of course, board member as well, Brandy Johns with us here too. Thanks so much. This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner. We'll talk again soon.